efficiency, please allow me to begin with the operative part. Japan believes that we can reinforce the BWC by establishing a robust international intersessional process. During the Eighth Review Conference, we, along with other state parties, worked interactively and proposed various ideas to strengthen the ISP. We regret that we were unable to reach consensus on a new ISP program. Mr. Chairman, Japan has submitted several working papers to this MSP. One emphasized the importance of strengthening cooperation between the BWC and international organizations in order to enhance preparedness of biological threats for biological threats. Another working paper encourages state parties to submit CBM forms in a step-by-step process as a practical way to achieve the end goal of full and timely CBM participation. Our third working paper supports the idea of encouraging biosecurity education and awareness raising in achieving implementation of the convention. We stand ready to contribute to substantive discussions. However, given the allocated time for the MSP and the variety of topics to cover under the convention, a more robust ISP is necessary in order to fully address all of these issues. Therefore, Japan would like to re-emphasize the special mandate given to this MSP and the necessity to reach consensus on a new intersessional process. Japan, along with other global partnership members, highlights the significance of adopting a strong substantive program work, which provides for focused expert-level work on a balanced array of key topics, leading to factual reports and recommendations for consideration at annual MSPs. Among many important topics, we believe that science and technology, national implementation, international cooperation, and preparedness response and assistance should be further elaborated in a timely manner. From this perspective, Japan welcomes and can support a working paper entitled Elements of a Possible Intersessional Process, submitted by Russia, U.K., and the U.S. Through this MSP, we all should focus on the substance rather than the naming of this process. Mr. Chairman, Japan places particular emphasis on the following three topics. First, the scientific and technology development review framework should be more efficient and effective in order for the convention to respond to up-to-date biological threats. Furthermore, encouraging biosecurity education and raising awareness among not only scientists, but also policymakers and other government officials is essential. Second, enhanced national implementation strengthens the convention. Therefore, encouraging state parties to submit CBM forms step by step and increasing the level of CBM participation will enhance transparency and build confidence among all state parties. Third, by strengthening cooperation with international organizations such as the WHO, OIE, and FAO, we can encourage them to work closely with state parties in order to create a mechanism to facilitate close communication. This cooperation will enable state parties to better prevent the spread of biological agents and toxins and respond effectively to sudden outbreaks. We'd like to further elaborate on these topics at a later stage. Lastly, we share the grave concern regarding the current financial situation in the BWC and strongly encourage those who have not paid their contributions to do so as soon as possible, even minimally, as this is an important first step to take. Japan firmly believes that through this MSP, we should not focus on the procedures or differences of approaches, but finding substantive elements in order to strengthen the BWC and reach some form of consensus on a robust ISP leading to the Ninth Review Conference. We are ready to work on this endeavor along with all state parties. Under able and experienced leadership of the Chair, Ambassador Gill, and a very hardworking ISU team. Thank you, Mr. Chairman.